Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, of course, this is a huge story. And one of the questions I asked you earlier, I got a message from a friend who said to me, Howard, be careful how you celebrate this or how you talk about this, because really we are better than that. We don't celebrate this. You know, it needed to be done, but we don't celebrate. And I said, well, I'm not sure that I am better than that. I don't think actually that I am, but I think you might be better than that. So let's talk about that, should we? How do we react to this? Well, Dr. Ron Schleifer is an Israeli expert on information and psychological warfare. And we were going to talk to him about something completely different, but of course we're going to change tracks and talk about this. How do we respond to this and what impact is this going to have? Dr. Ron Schleifer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. A busy night we had, didn't we?
Wow. Well, certainly it was a trip around the Middle East, wasn't it? It started in Beirut and ended in Tehran.
Right. This is the language of the Middle East. Mm. I remember when I was a student during the first Lebanon War in 82, so one of my Middle East politics lecturers said that normally people resort to the arms as the last resort. In the Middle East, it's the first resort.
Wow. Yeah.
So we need, this is the big question. Are we a villa in the jungle or are we part of the jungle? And there are advantages and disadvantages to every option. If we are a villa in the jungle, that we could be very self-righteous and feeling exclusive, etc. But we're suffering terribly because we don't play by the rules of the jungle. There is an expression in Yiddish which says Rabbegeld, meaning the tuition fees for the Jewish studies teacher. And we, for 100 years, we are paying the tuition fees to understand the rules of the and behaviors of the Middle East. And you can feel righteous as much as you like, but if your surrounding society has a total different value system, so your self-righteous feelings are of no use. And the Middle East is a main leading principle is you have to maintain your not law and order, you have to maintain your dignity. And it's about honor. And honor comes before oxygen and water. Honor is first. And if you do not act to insist on your honor, that means that you don't deserve to live and everybody will be at you. So revenge is something, it's something very deep rooted, it's human. And even the Torah is telling us to be very particular about revenge. And later on in Tanakh, in the Bible, King Solomon says in Proverbs, when your enemy falls, don't rejoice upon his fall. So maybe it's a moral principle, but it's also a practical principle. When you rejoice, you become lax. You become I don't know.
It's arrogant in a way because you let your guard down.
Yes.
There's an element of arrogance, and we know that in the Pesach Seder, when we talk about the story of Egypt and we speak about the plagues, we take some of our wine out, we spill some of our wine because we don't celebrate somebody else's, even our enemies' suffering. But And I've never really understood that. I would happily year after year take out a bit of my wine because that's what we do. I feel very conflicted. I'm not sure I would spare a drop of wine for Ismail Haniyeh. And it's so interesting because what does it talk to about us? What does it say about me that I know in theory we shouldn't celebrate this, but considering what he has done, he's an evil, evil man who has left the world a much, much more damaged place. It's very hard not to celebrate this.
True, true. I think maybe what you just said, it's give yourself a few seconds of praise and continue onward because it's an ideology. And whether this chief or that chief has been taken out of the way,
yes,
it doesn't mean
absolutely
that the ideological power has subsided in any way.
We
have to bite our fingernails and say, "Oh God, what will happen now?"
Well, of course,
but we have to be confident, and we have to move on. And saying, "Guys, you play this game. We can also play this game."
Yes,
and it is about maintaining your self dignity in the region we're living,
which is a concern for Iran, obviously, because it must be some humiliation that this esteemed leader came to Tehran for the inauguration and was killed in Tehran. So psychologically or from a dignity point of view, Iran has been highly offended, must be highly offended by this. And the question is, how do they react?
I think this is exactly what we don't have to be fearful of, because they have been active for so long and have been offending our sense of vulnerability, or creating the sense of vulnerability among the Islamic world, that we have taken the traditional task of Islam to humiliate the infidel Jews. Israel has taken the initiative back and saying, guys, just like 100 years ago, Jews are not in your traditional view anymore. There's something new has happened, and the Jews are for the first time in Islamic history are rising power, which is ideologically and religiously, it's impossible for them to digest. So this is another step in a very long way of persuading Islam that something is wrong with their perception of reality. And it's going to be very long, very, very long way. But that once we set out on our independence, I'm sure that Ben-Gurion and the Zionist movement never thought in terms of ideological resistance to traditional Islam, and they were thinking about politics, definitely after the Shoah. We have to keep on, not just on the violent track, but also in other tracks as well, to persuade Islam that the Jewish rise is not conflicting with their ideology.
Mark Hummel says, I think we should start by at least not saying Tachanun today for all of our non-Jewish listeners. What that means is it's a prayer that we don't say when we are celebrating some event. That is his thoughts. It's just a fascinating conversation. Dr. Ron Schleifer, thank you as always, Israel expert on information and psychological warfare, talking to us about the assassination of Ismail Haniyeh.